5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour. It is extra funky in FM. Funky puts the F in FM.
I don't know what that means.
FM puts the funky in FM.
Yes.
You have to eat a slice of pizza right now, Solana? Like you literally just have to down a slice of pizza as we're doing the segment?
Well, I'm hungry.
Well, I mean, why? It's 5 o'clock. We work from 2 till 6. Like, you have to sit here and eat a slice of pizza.
I don't have to, but I'm hungry.
But I just feel like that's an odd choice. I rarely tune on PTI and see Tony Kornheiser eating a slice of pizza.
They probably enjoy doing it more. I got to be honest. If they could eat pizza while talking sports, I mean, you guys should try it. It's pretty good.
Well, we're talking about your decision making, Solana. Mm-hmm. Do you notice that every time you go on any kind of vacation, you get sick?
Yeah. Why is that? We were talking about that last week. Like, you, every Look, time you go, is there something you're doing? Like, have you done a postmortem on it where you go, something's going wrong that I'm always sick after a vacation?
Like what? What could I be doing?
Well, I don't know. None of us come home sick every single time. Like, people get sick on vacation. There's no question. And every time you travel by an airplane and you breathe that regurgitated petri air, dish. People can, it's petri dish. Like, people can get sick. But you get sick every time.
Yeah.
That's the odd thing. That's the outlier.
Yeah. No, I mean, I'm willing to, I'm an open book here. I'm willing to take suggestions. I'm willing to change whatever it is I need to change. But I don't know, like, I don't do anything different, but I got sick.
You have to, like, do you and Valentina do crazy stuff on vacation?
I don't even think she was with him.
Well, yeah, we do, but no, I was alone this time.
Because, like, I thought about it. So I went to Orlando this weekend. My wife's cousin, her husband's a big time doctor in Orlando, but he loves playing tennis.
Right.
And he was like, hey, they did a doubles tournament. And I called Mike and I was like, Mike, I'm not playing tennis. I have, like, my knees are bad. Like, it's a waste of time for me to go out there and play tennis. You need to understand your deficiencies.
But I don't have
deficiencies. And maybe not. You should never go on vacation.
Or wear a mask. I know it's 2025, but maybe you should still be wearing a mask.
But yeah, because your body, your constitution is weak.
I'm not. I have an iron constitution.
You don't.
And, well, I think I do.
Well, you can think anything you want, but you don't. We have empirical data that you don't.
Plus, well, I wore masks. I'm
white. Am I white now? Like, what are you talking about? You get sick every time you leave the country.
Like, the maps. Sick, like, not the sniffles. Like, you've had a fever for how many days in a row now?
I woke up with a fever 8 straight days.
That's you have SARS. Nobody even gets SARS anymore.
Something's wrong. I'm watching college football preview on SportsCenter right now. It says Florida is number 15, they have a brutal schedule.
Yeah, I was excited about this whole Texas expansion. Now we brought in the number one team in the country. I don't really like this too much. I want to get back to the old way we used to do it. Let's play Kentucky and Vanderbilt.
So I don't understand. So there's 54 minutes left in the show, and you said yourself, I cannot go on without eating pizza. Like, I can't get through the final 54. I can't get through the final 54 minutes of the show without just devouring a slice of pizza while the segment is going on. You just that ran through your head like, man, I toughed it out for 3 hours and 6 minutes. I will not make it unless I have a piece of pizza right now as the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is starting.
Here's what's happening, though. I've been throwing down pizza the entire show, to be 100% honest.
We all eat during the commercial breaks. I come back sometimes, I get something caught in my throat because I had some almonds during the break or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't sit here with a rigatoni, start a segment, and say, a little Parmesan, please. Like, I'm not, like, it's still...
I thought I had a segment.
That's when I stop. The segment starts and then I stop.
Right, but you know, 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Normally we sit down, you read off the menu, you talk about how much you dislike Ryan. You read the menu again. You read it 14 times. I thought I had at least 2-3 minutes to throw down this veggie pizza.
So what happened during the commercial break?
Well, I had a veggie pizza as well. I had two slices of veggie pizza. And, you know, risky decision by me, by the way. This pizza was left out overnight, not even put it in the refrigerator. And now it's just dawned on me that I've been eating veggies that were just left out overnight. Probably not the wisest decision.
Just couldn't wait, huh? Just had to.
What about the
had to have
what pizza? About the scumbag that yells veggie pizza? Veggie pizza.
Veggie. I had to have a veggie pizza.
Couldn't say just pizza.
Just pizza. Veggie pizza.
I couldn't go without this veggie pizza cauliflower crust.
I'm about to warn y'all. My new word is scumbag. I don't know where I heard it, but it's a great word.
Love that
terrible
word.
Huh? A terrible word.
Why?
You know, I know it's just it's very cuts, harsh, but it's not a cuss
word. And if you
know
what it really stands for, it's really disgusting.
I know what it really stands for, a scumbag, a person who's a bad person, somebody who makes a bad decision.
But that's not what it is.
Yeah, that's what
like,
it is.
In other words, if you call someone a douchebag, you realize where it comes from, right?
Yes.
Right. It has.
Yeah. Like, that's disgusting.
Well, scumbag. So scumbag is worse.
What is a scumbag?
Yeah. Where does that come from? Now you make me feel
funny. I'm not going to tell you now.
I just heard it. I heard it on, I don't know, some show I was watching. I was like, that's a good word, scumbag. That's like, it lets you know how you feel about the person.
Anyway, this is not the time nor the place to be talking about that or eating pizza. Supposed to be giving headlines and singing the praises of Funky Buddha Brewery, where, by the way, you can see Dan Day tonight because he hosts trivia on Monday nights. So. Yeah. Go enjoy a little trivia with Dan Day at Funky Buddha, the tap room in Oakland Park. Dolphins, by the way, the line is out for Saturday. If you're a degenerate like me and like to gamble on preseason football, Dolphins are 4.5-point favorites in Detroit. Is that Saturday or Sunday?
Saturday.
Oh, Saturday. Oh, interesting. Yep. Okay. Saturday. You guys going to have a 2-hour game day uncensored again?
Yeah, we're doing 2 hours.
All right. Game day uncensored, 2 hours prior to the game. It is the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour on 104.3 FM WQAM, Miami Sports Leader. Here are your headlines with the pizza-eating Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. A crater, I say. Volkswagen's priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
What did they lose?
What'd you get?
Their minds.
Come on, make a wish. Give us these headlines.
So what? Are you guys just jealous that you don't have pizza during this segment? Is that what it is? That's why you're laughing at me?
I can go make myself whatever I want. Like that's not right. I don't like what you have food? You think I don't have food?
No, I mean,
where do we live, Solana?
Just an interesting interesting position you took there to lash out at me because I was enjoying a nice slice of pizza. Interesting.
Right. That's exactly right. We're working. We're all working.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting at home eating a slice of pizza. You don't find that to be slightly odd?
Not really.
You haven't done a show since the beginning of the week before last week.
Right.
Right? And so this is your first show back in what, 10 shows?
About that, yeah. But who's counting?
And you don't think it's odd that we got to the 5 o'clock hour and you're just going to sit there and eat pizza while we do the show?
Well, I guess when you put it that way.
But it's veggie, Hawk. Veggie.
Oh, well, I actually, now that I know it's veggie, I understand. Got to get your vitamins.
The Dolphins and the Bears tied 24-24 in the Dolphins preseason opener yesterday. Tua played a series. Were you guys surprised to see Tua out there, by the way?
A little bit.
Yeah, I don't want him to play. I don't want him to play against the Lions.
I want to see him play against Detroit. I want to see him play all three preseason games.
Hawk, we are on total opposite sides of this. I don't want him to see him touch the field until it counts.
Stop babying him.
He's my little.
We could have done without that first drive. Let's be honest. There was no reason to put him out there.
No. Absolutely no reason. Could you imagine if you only watched Zach Wilson and Quinn Ewers? You'd have been on code red, five blazing flames alert, because Tua is not going to stay healthy and he needs to get some reps. No, they absolutely did the right thing. Mike McDaniel was telling you, hey, I know what we got back there, but I also know what we have here. So relax. Here's a drive. And took up 10 minutes and he was flawless practically, and go about your business.
And if the narrative is that we're a gentle, soft team, and now I'm sitting all my starters, especially my injury-prone quarterback, it doesn't exude toughness. So I'm actually with you on that point, but I am terrified, because it doesn't matter what Tua does for these next two games. It matters what happened when the real bullets start flying.
I was hoping he was starting the second series, to be quite honest.
Oh, goodness. You want to play the whole game, huh?
I wouldn't mind it.
I don't understand that. Oh, we've got to prove that we have a new edge mentally. Let's go play preseason football. Like, what does that prove? Oh, you're going to go.
Everyone's talking about that they need a brand new identity, that they need to find toughness. And so what are you saying? You just wait till the regular season, let people keep talking about it? No, go out there and show that. No.
Solana. It's not just us. It's a national narrative that this is a soft team.
Agree. 100% agree. Did anybody nationally or internally come away with a feeling that the Dolphins are less soft because Tua played a drive in preseason game number one against the Chicago Bears?
It wasn't just Tua, but it was the amalgamation of everything I saw yesterday that made me believe that, yeah, this team is going to have a little bit of an edge to them that they have not had. End of story.
What exactly led to that belief? Was it the goal line stand that they weren't able to get in on the end zone?
It was their approach to it. It wasn't 17 different motions and two backwards laterals. By the way, I thought they were going to win the game with backwards laterals, the final play of the game. I was going crazy. I was going to break out pots and pans for preseason game one. I think it was Ollie Gordon who had the ball that looked like he was going to run all the way at the end there.
You were one of three people watching that last play.
There was literally no one but me and the ticket wizard.
You and Barry loved that last play.
Oh, my God.
I tapped out about a minute into the fourth. I tapped out.
All right. The Dolphins signed a running back today, Aaron
Shanahan. And Whittingham loved it because he loves a draw. And any football game that ends in a draw, he was just beside himself. Tickle.
The old footy, as they say.
Yep.
There should be a draw. Like, they should end in draws. There should be no overtime in regular season.
Well, there are ties.
Right, but after the first overtime.
Right, but you can
no more overtimes. The Marlins are back on the road tomorrow. They're in Cleveland. They'll play the Guardians off today. And the Miami Hurricanes ranked number 10 in the AP Top 25 poll. Inter-Miami got rocked yesterday, 4-1 against Orlando. UCF signed a TV deal with Paramount starting in 2026. UCF.
UFC?
UFC, excuse me. Leaving their pay-per-view model.
Central Florida got a TV deal?
If I had to watch UCF on, on CBS...
Them damn Golden Knights are balling.
Maybe prep your headlines instead of prepping the pizza. That was funny.
And
sick. Look at
finally,
you.
I mean, KFC.
Just a mess.
Goodness gracious.
Someone DM'd me too that you've been getting the Marlins series wrong from this weekend too. They lost 4 of 5.
Oh yeah, they played the doubleheader, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah, come on.
What's the difference? Your pizza's good.
Do you want pizza? I'll overeat you some pizza, Hawk.
No, usually, though, when someone misses 10 days of work, they come back with a gusto to work. Five o'clock, I'll have some pizza and let these guys carry it out.
Gusto? Gusto?
On him.
You guys saw KFC is bringing back potato wedges in the U.S.?
We are so close. I tweeted it out. We are so close to getting the Wendy's Super Bar back. I can feel it, man. Yeah. First step in this was getting the wedges back.
Didn't you hate the potato wedges, though, Hawk? Famously? Hated them. Yeah.
You hated the wedges?
I remember correctly, yeah.
My whole bit was that people love these KFC potato wedges, and I don't understand. Who the hell wants to eat a quarter of a potato in your hand, which is what you're doing. They quarter one full potato, and they fry them. They go, here's your French fry. I go, this isn't a French fry. It's a quarter of a potato. I feel like an idiot holding it.
You don't like steak fries. You don't like thick potato. Nah. Yeah, man, that's delicious. Yeah.
But I celebrated it like it was a big deal because everyone else seemed to be celebrating it.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all be good. They can hear y'all.
Who wants pizza?
Uncle Solana got pizza, veggie.
All right, you're
just the way that he sat down with the pizza, like it was almost like just a slob, like, oh, hey, entertain me, fellas. I'm here with my pizza. I just came back from the concession stand and I'm here for the show. Like, now you know how like Sebastian Maniscalco feels when he's on stage and he looks out and somebody's just gnawing on a pretzel and it's like big oaf, just entertain me while I stuff my face.
Well, I mean, you had things to read. You had things to take care of. I was going to have a minute and a half to eat this pizza, but then you interrupted me.
Mr. Name on his show all of a sudden is defaulting to everyone else do the work. I'll just keep my name up here.
Yeah, I mean, I had a good minute and a half to eat that veggie pizza.
So what should we do every day? Yeah. Which segment should we carve out time for you to have a snack or something?
It's pizza time.
Yeah, I'd say 5 o'clock. That segment seems to work. All right. I mean, Crowder throws down a wheel of cheese every single commercial break, comes back with the cheese still stuck in his throat.
But
I never hear you complain about
like,
it.
When he sits down to do the segment, he will throw everything in his mouth so he's not still sitting there gnawing on it. Like, we get to see him finishing the chew. You sat down like a big fat oaf just waiting to be entertained by everyone else. Big sick fat oaf.
Once it wraps up, once the break wraps up, I'm usually prepared.
Big
you started your pizza slice.
Coughing fat oaf.
Nasty. You're pale.
Really emphasizing that fat, I see.
Sudafed filled. Look at you. Mm.
Yeah, medicine in Uruguay, not as strong as I needed it to be, by the way.
No.
Oh, overseas pharmacies? I don't know what to buy.
I told you my story in England. head cold, medicine, no drowsy. Okay, mate. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Blowing glass?
Right. I was like, oh, that's right. You speak English, don't you? Anything else, mate? Oh, right.
When I almost died in DR, there was armed security guards outside of the hospital. And I'm like, what is, yeah. Man, I don't want to go in there. It's weird. Yeah.
Your weather. It's about 90 degrees. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the upper 70s, low 80s. That is your weather.
All right. Chris Perkins from the Sun Sentinel is going to talk Dolphins with us in the next segment. Solana will have dessert, and we'll talk Dolphins with Chris Perkins. He's got a couple of cannolis coming. Yeah, he's got Bananas Foster coming. He's got he's got tomorrow during the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour. Solana's got tableside Caesar, which is always exciting. And he's got a carving station for the 3 o'clock hour tomorrow. That'll be fun. We'll
is chronic pain. Damn, Solana, 4 hours, huh?
Thursday, he's participating in a pie eating contest at 4. That'll be during headline. And of course, Friday, he's doing the show from the Shoney's Breakfast Bar.
Look at the coffee. Little coffee Piccadilly. Oh, I can't fool with y'all. Y'all.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Well, I love Zephyr Hills.
There is no Zephyr Hills. It's Zephyr Hills. We've been over this. All right, Crowder, that's going to do it for us today on this Reaction Monday, which I understand, like Perk was saying, just preseason game one, but still fun to have a Reaction Monday in the books under our belts. We move on to Detroit on Saturday, preseason game
real test. Two.
It was fun, though. I had fun today just talking football as if it meant something, but it will before you know it. All right. Solana, you need to eat anything, or you're good to go? We're good to go. Good to get out of here.
I'm good to go, Hawk.
I'm just checking. Yeah. I just want to make thanks. Sure that you're happy and checking. fully satiated. Yeah. And
sure that coffee on the back end, anything?
Everything's all right. Larry Bluestein, who's a true broadcast professional, is on after us. You'll never catch him eating a slice of pizza during his show, but that's all right. Solana's from a new breed of broadcaster. Those who don't care. All right, that's going to do it for us on this Monday. Everybody have a great and safe Monday night. We will speak with you mañana.
Is Quinn Ewers blind?